I'm Jack Lessenberry. Governor Rick Snyder yesterday unveiled his new plan to fix Detroit public schools. Actually, it's a variation on one he put forth in April. Like that plan, it seems heavily based on the model General Motors adopted to emerge from bankruptcy. The schools would be divided into a new district and an old one. The old district wouldn't have anything to do with the kids, but would be saddled with paying down the district's massive debts, now over $500 million. The new district would be run by a Detroit Education Commission and would be in charge of educating the students. Educating, that is, not only the 40,000 or so left in the traditional public schools, but thousands more in city charters and the infamous Education Achievement Authority. The plan depends on the conservative Republicans in the legislature agreeing to appropriate hundreds of millions for Detroit public schools. The figure used was $715 million, but my guess is it would be closer to $1 billion. It relies on diverting $70 million a year from the state school aid fund for a decade, and also on another $200 million, largely for what one official called startup costs. Now, you don't have to be the world's greatest political analyst to doubt that the legislature will go for this. Snyder hasn't been able to get his fellow Republicans to agree to appropriate new money to fix the roads. To think they'll agree to divert hundreds of millions to Detroit schools seems a big leap of faith. Most Republicans aren't from Detroit. They seldom go to Detroit. They don't get any votes from Detroit. They don't look like people in Detroit and largely regard it as a corrupt and alien landscape. The governor presumably knows all that, but thinks he can sell his plan on the basis of common sense. He indicated that if the state doesn't do this, Detroit public schools could default on their debts early next year. If the schools enter bankruptcy, the state would have to cover all their debts and retiree pension obligations, and that would mean billions. I believe the governor's right about that. He's a skilled numbers man, but he's presuming rational behavior on the part of the lawmakers, and he's forgetting that the same is true for the roads. The longer you wait to fix them, the more expensive the fix becomes. If that doesn't seem to matter to the legislature, it's hard for me to believe they'll be more eager to help Detroit schools. There's no doubt the state is at least partly responsible for this mess by allowing an explosion of dubious charter schools who drained revenue from the system. But the best and most eloquent commentary on this came from Detroit Free Press's Rochelle Riley this morning. As she observed, this is another plan by and for and against competing groups of bureaucrats and politicians. It doesn't have anything to do with the mission of the schools, namely educating children. In this case, educating children, often from disadvantaged backgrounds, where education is often not a priority. Riley concludes her column by saying, "Let's start screaming. Somebody create a plan for children, not grown-ups." Frankly, I couldn't agree more.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.